Hi, I'm Stacy. I love chatting about how to find our callings, preferably cozied up with steaming beverages in a coffee shop. You can connect with me on social media at Stacy Summerow and subscribe to stacysummerow.com for a free discernment packet called How to Make the Right Choice. God's adventure awaits, my friend, and I am thrilled you're on the journey with me. Welcome to another episode of Calling Caffeinated, where my special guest is St. Teresa of Avila herself. I've been reading Interior Castle, and she's amazing. I love how she talks about the seven mansions, or the seven different levels of mansions, rather. Within each level, there's many mansions. But in the sixth mansion, St. Teresa of Avila discusses understanding locutions and visions from God. We're going to talk about, first of all, what is a locution? Second of all, how do you know if it's from God? Because as Father Ripperger says, you know, God is not the only one broadcasting on that channel. And then we're just going to talk about like how God's voice sounds, how it sounds to hear God speak. And I'm really excited to dive into this. I'm like, I really, really, really am excited. As you all know, discernment has been my main focus of my podcast. But so often we forget that number one, God really wants to speak to each of us. He wants to communicate with us. And number two, it's not going to sound the same for everybody. It's not going to be the same experience for everyone. The Lord is endlessly creative. And just like he created us with all these different personalities and needs and experiences, he's going to speak to each one of us in the particular way that we need at different particular times. And so this is kind of, I feel like the next frontier for my ministry is not only are we discerning God's will for our lives, it's not about figuring out a puzzle. You know, if you've listened to my podcast, you'll know that I've said this so many times and my guests have said this so many times. It's not about getting that one perfect answer. It's about a relationship with the Lord. And if you're like me, you've lived a good part of your life, like the first 25 years of my life, were not knowing that God could really he wanted to speak to me. Like, this is huge. If you believe that God really wants to communicate with you and speak to you, not just through this kind of booming voice, but then also in many different ways, you know, this imaginary God voice, right, that we all think that we know is like the Ten Commandments, the Charlton Heston God voice. If we are only expecting God to speak to us that way, then we might judge our own spiritual lives and say, well, God doesn't speak to me through a burning bush or a booming voice in the room. Therefore, God doesn't want to speak to me. No, there are so many ways that God can communicate with us. So St. Teresa of Avila is my special guest for today. I'm really excited to dive into what she says about discerning God's voice and how God's voice actually sounds and how God speaking to us through maybe a vision would actually sound and look to us. Before we dive in, I just wanted to invite you to check out some of the links in the show notes. There's going to be different ways that you can support my ministry and the continued provision of this free content. I make beautiful handmade prayer candles. I have, I think, 11 in my collection right now with the Catholic All Year Marketplace, and every purchase helps support my ministry. Thank you so much to everyone who has purchased a candle. I just love seeing where my candles go. It's really special and fun for me to make all these beautiful candles in these embossed glass jars with these very intentional scents and then hear from people around the country who are lighting them up in their homes. So that is so amazing and exciting for me. I also want to invite you to join my Patreon community. Patreon is a way for creators to create sustainable regular income, and your pledge of just $5 a month or more will give you access to video chats directly with me and with all of the other members of my Patreon community. There's many of them around the country, and we all have these amazing video chats. We've gotten to be very close friends, and we talk deeply about God's, well, really anything to do with what's going on in our lives, and especially our spiritual lives. It truly is a beautiful communion of souls in this Patreon community, and we welcome new friends. So if you feel like you don't have enough of a community where you are, we would love for you to join us. It's informal. Wherever you are, just come hop on a call with us. So I will leave links to those in the show notes. Okay, let us talk about what is a locution. St. Teresa of Avila, I'm going to be quoting her a lot. She says, "This awakening of the soul is effected by means of locutions, which are of many kinds. Some of them seem to come from without, others from the innermost depths of the soul, others from its higher part, while others again are so completely outside the soul that they can be heard with the ears and seem to be uttered by a human voice. Sometimes, often indeed, this may be a fancy, especially in persons who are melancholy or have feeble imaginations. I'm not sure what a feeble imagination is, but that I never heard imaginations described that way before. So elocution then is a communication from the Lord, and it can look a bunch of different ways. She goes on to say that locutions may come from God in any of the ways mentioned, or they may equally well come from the devil or from one's own imagination. St. Teresa encourages us to always follow a confessor's word rather than your own. So if you have, if you think God is telling you to do something through a locution, it's best to check with a spiritual director, as well as kind of using the guidelines that she gives. So this was really exciting for me to read when I read what St. Teresa had written, because I've often tried over the years to define and describe how God's voice sounds to me, how I actually hear him, because I do hear God speaking in my head, and it's very difficult to describe it, but the best description that I can give is that it's like remembering something that I never knew before. What the heck does that mean? What it means is, in that place of memory where your brain operates, like if I say to you, think about your mother speaking to you, you can probably hear your mother's voice or your father's voice in your head, right? And it's not as though you're actually hearing that voice, but as though you're recalling it. So hearing God speak is in that place of recalling a voice that you know, but it's not the voice of anyone I've ever met before on earth. Furthermore, it's something I never knew before. It's something that I did not invent, that it's not just my imagination coming up with what I want to hear, but it's actually a thought that I've never had before. So it's very interesting to hear this validated by St. Teresa of Avila. It's funny, I've been doing discernment ministry all these years, and I've just never come across Interior Castle before now. So, you know, thank the Lord to continue to learn, continue to grow. It's really cool to hear how she's kind of like St. Ignatius of Loyola, in that she gives you very specific ways to hear God's voice, but it's not just rules for discerning God's will. It's actually rules for discerning his voice, which could be a call to something, or it could be just him, his words in your life affirming you, telling you something, revealing something to you. St. Teresa goes on and says, but of one thing I will warn you, do not think that even if your locutions come from God, you will for that reason be any better. After all, he talked a great deal with the Pharisees. Any good you may gain will depend upon how you profit by what you hear. Unless it strictly agrees with the scriptures, take no more notice of it than you would if it came from the devil himself. It's a really important point. God's not going to contradict himself. So if anything that we know from the catechism, from our Catholic tradition, from the scripture, if this locution that you receive contradicts any of that, it's from the devil. It's not from God. Also, really important point here, that if you receive a vision, if you receive a locution from God, it doesn't mean that you're holier than everyone else. In fact, it might mean that your faith is actually weaker. And I've said this to people, because I do hear God's voice regularly, and I do receive visions when he chooses to give them to me. And sometimes I think people can feel a little jealous. And I certainly would have of other people receiving visions if I didn't receive visions. But the truth is that, you know, it's not that my faith is stronger than yours, and that's why I see God. Every vision, every locution, every communication is a gift from him. And he's reaching me because I'm a visual learner. I think that's why he likes to work a lot with my visual, my imagination, and he likes to kind of guide my imagination. But also, God knows my faith is probably weaker than someone who has lived a really faithful life and finds himself more able to avoid sins or just stick with virtue, stick with consistent prayer life. So God gives me these things because I need them, because I'm weaker. So don't think that if God is not speaking to you through locutions and visions that your faith life is lacking. No, it might actually be stronger for that very reason. Okay, so let's transition into some ways that you know that a locution, whether it be a vision or a voice, comes from the Lord. Okay, so the first one is power and authority. I'm going to read a direct quote. The surest signs that one can have of their coming from God are, in my opinion, as follows. The first and truest is the sense of power and authority which they bear with them, both in themselves and in the actions which follow them. I will explain myself further. A soul is experiencing all the interior disturbances and tribulations which have been described, and all the aridity and darkness of the understanding. A single word of this kind, just a be not troubled, is sufficient to calm it. No other word need be spoken. A great light comes to it, and all its trouble is lifted from it, as though it had been thinking that if the whole world and all the learned men in the world were to combine to give it reasons for not being troubled, they could not relieve it from its distress, however hard they might strive to do so. That was a very long sentence, and I don't know if you're like me and you sometimes have trouble absorbing long sentences when they're just read aloud. Basically, what Saint Teresa is saying is if every reasonable person in the world got together, every smart person in the world got together and tried to convince you that everything's okay, and they couldn't do it because your soul was so troubled, a single word from the Lord carries more power than every earthly reasoning. A single word from the Lord, just be not afraid, be not troubled. If he's speaking to you and it's truly him, his word's going to carry power and authority, and it's going to be able to calm your soul in a way that nothing else can. The second means of discerning whether or not something comes from God is tranquility. So St. Teresa says, the second sign is that a great tranquility dwells in the soul, which becomes peacefully and devoutly recollected and ready to sing praises from God. That's 100% true in my experience. The third sign, enduring longevity of the words. The third sign is that these words do not vanish from the memory for a very long time. Some indeed never vanish at all. And this is interesting because I do find that when God has given me the locutions that I'm most certain are from him, I can remember them as though they happened yesterday. There's one that happened 10 years ago. It still is fresh in my mind as if it was 5 minutes ago. Sometimes the words of the Lord do fade or vanish a little bit. In fact, I've talked about this many times before on the Abiding Together podcast. They talk about spiritual amnesia, where like God does something great in your life, and for some reason you just have trouble holding on to that and remembering that, and you have to like really intentionally recall it. I find that that is true sometimes with the words that the Lord says. That's not to say that they're not from him, but maybe those are a little bit more suspect as perhaps coming from imagination or the devil rather than from the Lord. But I'm not the expert. I'm just quoting what St. Teresa says. But I know that one's a little bit more maybe, I don't know what the word is, negotiable in my mind. Like you may not remember it exactly perfectly all the time, but I think that speaks more to our human inability to kind of keep things at the forefront of our minds. We tend to kind of live in whatever is most recently happening to us, you know, whatever season we're in. And so it could be that even if the Lord does have enduring longevity, if his words do have enduring longevity, it might just be a fault of kind of our human weakness that we can't always keep them at the forefront of our minds. I hope that was clear. The next way to discern an intellectual vision is, oh no, I'm sorry. I have a little bit more to say about enduring longevity. I'm going to read another quote. She says, despite the assertions of confessors that these locutions are pure nonsense, and despite all the unfortunate happenings which may persuade the soul that they cannot come true, there still remains within it such a living spark of conviction that they will come true, whence this arises I cannot tell, that, though all other hopes may be dead, this spark of certainty could not fail to remain alive even if the soul wished it to die. And in the end, as I have said, the Lord's word is fulfilled. And the soul is so happy and glad that it would like to do nothing but praise his majesty everlasting. It's very interesting. It's kind of this hope that extends beyond natural reasoning. You know, really a promise from the Lord. Now let's talk about intellectual visions. I want to define an intellectual vision for you using the words of St. Teresa of Avila. So far down in the depths of the soul does this contact take place. So clearly do the words spoken by the Lord seem to be heard with the soul's own faculty of hearing, and so secretly are they uttered, that the very way in which the soul understands them, together with the effects produced by the vision itself, convinces it and makes it certain that no part in the matter is being played by the devil. And I've also found this to be true in my experience. When the Lord has given me visions like the one that I've spoken of many times before, of him giving me his heart and asking for mine in return, in my mind, there's no way that could have come from the devil, because it speaks so deeply to who Jesus is, to the generosity of his love and the perfection of his love and the overwhelming pursuit of each of us that he undertakes, that it couldn't have come, something that pure and beautiful and good could not have come from the devil. St. Teresa gives 5 reasons to be certain that your imagination has not made up these intellectual visions and the devil have not sent them. Here's 5 ways. First of all is clarity. She says, the genuine locution is so clear that even if it consists of a long exhortation, the hearer notices the omission of a single syllable as well as the phraseology which is used. But in locutions, which are created fancifully by the imagination, the voice will be less clear and the words less distinct. They will be like something heard in a half dream. Certainly, we've probably all had the experience of dreaming and we can't quite understand what's going on. It's like we're chasing after this phrase that's just kind of squishy. We can't really hear it perfectly. And so she's saying, if you're having that experience, that's a dream or an imagining. If something is very, very clear, even if it's a long discussion, it's going to almost definitely come from God. Another reason is that it could not have been invented. So often, she says, often it refers to the things which one would never have thought or could happen, so that the imagination cannot possibly have invented them, and the soul cannot be deceived about things it has not desired or wished for, or that have never been brought to its notice. And this is another element that, again, I've experienced in my own life, is that the Lord surprises me. One of the things that I make me certain that he's speaking to me is that he takes me by surprise. It's like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. I didn't know that was possible. Another reason that St. Teresa gives is that the vision, intellectual vision, is heard rather than invented. She says, in genuine locutions, the soul seems to be hearing something, whereas in locutions invented by the imagination, someone seems to be composing bit by bit what the soul wishes to hear. You know, we've all sat down and said, oh Lord, speak to me. And then we kind of like try to imagine him speaking to us. And while that's not always at all a bad thing, because it is a good exercise to put yourself in a place of, you know, receptivity, you do have to be careful that like, am I just like telling myself what I want to hear right now? Or is this the Lord actually speaking? And so we can always ask him, like, please clarify, am I composing this or are you? The 4th reason, each word is endowed with greater meaning. St. Teresa writes, there's a great difference in the words themselves. In a genuine locution, one single word may contain a world of meaning, such as the understanding alone could never rapidly put into human language. And in my experience, there sometimes is, this is what makes it difficult, and part of the reason why maybe we're more eager to kind of discount the Lord speaking to us, because it sounds so stupid, like to try to explain it to another person. In our head, like that one word carried with it a world of meaning, and we understood what the Lord was saying. But when you try to actually recount it to someone else, it becomes very difficult because you can't explain how you know that this is what the Lord meant. The last reason that she gives is greater understanding, which needs no explanation, accompanies each word. So St. Teresa writes, frequently, not only can words be heard, but in a way which I shall never be able to explain, much more can be understood than the words themselves convey, and this without any further utterance. Of this way of understanding, I shall say more elsewhere. It is a very subtle thing for which our Lord should be praised. So again, this is kind of one of those things where you try to explain it, like, how did you know that this is what the Lord was saying? And it's like, I just knew. And rather than discounting that as like, oh, well, I must have been imagining something, you know, praise the Lord. He's probably trying to speak to you through that locution, through that understanding that accompanies his words and whatever vision he's giving you. So obviously, you know, all of this should be subject to the rule of obedience. You should take it to a confessor, to a spiritual director. But I just want to challenge you and invite you to really listen for the Lord speaking to you in your life and ask him, how do you want to communicate with me? You know, I'm ready to hear your words. I want to know your voice in my life. I think if more of us did that, we would really change the world. I really do. I think that it's much safer to just kind of sit in mass and just absorb, 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 kind of like we're watching a YouTube video or a TV show. It's much riskier to say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to know your will for my life. When I started doing that, my world changed. It has been no less challenging. In fact, it's been more challenging However, it's the kind of challenge that the deepest part of my heart wants. It's the kind of challenge that feels like the greatest adventure I could ever be embarking on, rather than a challenge that leaves me dead inside and tends toward complacency. It's exactly the kind of adventure that I want because it gets me out of bed in the morning. It's what keeps me doing my ministry. It's what inspires me to write my next talk. And I really think if we all just took personal ownership of our faith to say, as my friend Mike Creevy said on the podcast, one of the first episodes I recorded, my friend Mike Creevy said this thing has stuck with me. He said, at some point, you got to stop renting your parents' faith and you have to purchase your own. And it's going to cost you something. And it's going to cost you not less than everything. So this listening for the Lord's voice, understanding that he's going to reach us in different ways. And one of those ways, we might actually be that person who's meant to receive locutions and visions. And rather than just saying, no, no, that couldn't be me, just say, Lord, if this is what you want, if you want to speak to me this way, I'm listening, I'm open. It's such a beautiful thing. So that's my invitation to you. There's a lot more to say about hearing God speak. But you know, I've been so fascinated by this topic. If you have confusion about how hearing the Lord speak to you, or if you want to share with me how the Lord speaks to you, I would love if you would reach out on my website, which is stacysummerow.com. I will leave a link in the show notes. And I just want to invite you to share kind of your testimony. I really want to know how people hear the Lord speak to them. And I want to know what your confusion is surrounding it. My response rate for emails has been abysmal lately. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I have had a very challenging 3 years between learning to be a special needs parent and then basically not sleeping last year. There's a whole story about that. I'll link to an episode that I did about kind of my sleepless year and three spiritual truths that helped me in the midst of the depression accompanying sleeplessness, because when you don't sleep, you just cannot function at a normal level. And then depression sets in. It's just the chemistry of your brain is just off. So I'll link to that episode if you want to hear more about that. But basically, what I'm trying to say is my response rate to my messages coming through my website has been really bad. And I admit that. And I'm very sorry for everyone who's messaged me. I love, love, love hearing you from you. And I pray for everyone who messages me. I'm just not always able to respond well. But that's about to change because I am actually hiring someone to help me, because I really want everyone to feel valued when they reach out on my website. I want them to receive a response very quickly. So I'm making that change starting in April of 2024, right before I'm recording this. I'm really excited to have more of an interaction with people who reach out to me. So if you've reached out to me, you haven't gotten a response, please don't take it personally. I really, really love receiving messages. And I'm going to strive to be much better about that in the future, making changes in my family, changes in how I manage my time, so that I can make everyone feel valued who reaches out. So if you'd like to enter into the conversation, I'd love to have you. Either my website, or you can join my Patreon and come on, have a video chat with me and share your testimony of how the Lord speaks to you. Okay, so much love to all of you. Stay caffeinated, my friends, if you drink caffeine, because you are called to greatness. And I am so excited for our next episode of the podcast. You know, the Lord's doing great things with my ministry. Praise him. And I'm so excited to continue this conversation with you about discernment and hearing his voice. God bless you till next time.